morning. Greetings, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Colorado, number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side, every day you are more and more in control of your body, and you are more and more in control of your health. You are more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity, skin diseases like acne and rosacea, psoriasis, eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than business as usual for the human body. It's just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your drugs, if you want to help a loved one or a workmate get off their prescription meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you out. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you have a success story, if you want to contribute to the conversation, or if you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can give us a shout at 866-582-9933. You can also go over to my website, brightsideben.com, and take a peek at the shopping cart with all the longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Osteo FX, the Ultimate Enzymes, the Healthy Start Pack. Pretty much all the products you hear us talk about on the program are up at brightsideben.com. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com, and for a one-time $10 fee, you can start a longevity business, you can get your products at the wholesale price, you can join the team and help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. Continuing on just a little bit more about fructose malabsorption syndrome. If you're thinking that you may have an issue with fructose, but you're not sure, if you have an autoimmune disease, if you have skin issues, if you have mental health issues, if you're an insomniac, if you're dealing with chronic fatigue, if you can't lay off the sugar, if you can't stop eating, if you have digestive health issues, and especially if you have a combination of any of these problems, you can at least suspect fructose malabsorption issues, fructose malabsorption syndrome. Now, if you want to find out for sure if this is a problem for you, there's a couple things you could do to confirm a fructose malabsorption diagnosis. First of all, you can have a hydrogen breath test done. That's where you eat a bunch of fructose, and then you have your breath measured for bacterial outgassings, hydrogen in your breath. Or you can just eat a bunch of fructose from fruit or even straight fructose. You can get fructose powder at pretty much any health food store. You can eat a bunch of fructose, and then you can see how you feel. If you have fructose malabsorption issues, you are going to know it. You'll be bloated, you'll be gassy, and you'll be uncomfortable 15, 20 minutes or so after you ingest a whole bunch of fructose. By the way, if you're a diabetic, you may have been told that fructose is safer as a safer sugar for you to use than glucose. I remember as I was growing up, and even when I was in pharmacy school, diabetics were always under the impression they could eat all the fruit they want because fructose, for some reason, was not a problem for diabetics. That's because fructose is handled primarily by liver processing rather than by insulin. It was believed, it's still believed by many people, that insulin is not involved in fructose metabolism, and to a large extent, that's true. However, recently, it's been found that there is a connection, an insulin connection, to the processing of fructose as well as to ordinary glucose. Everybody knows that glucose can cause elevations in insulin, but just recently, this past April, an article was published in the journal Science that discussed the findings of scientists at the University of Rhode Island that showed that fructose, fruit sugar, can turn on the pancreas' secretion of insulin too. So if you're a diabetic, you are not out of the woods if you think that you're okay by using fructose or fruit sugar. Bottom line, folks, is all sugars. In fact, possibly even the sweet taste itself can have an effect on the insulin system. One of the phases of insulin secretion is something called the cephalic phase. Cephalic means your brain or your head. And there's actually a brain connection to the secretion of insulin. Simply thinking about sweet taste, simply thinking about sugar can activate the insulin system, and even tasting it, the sweet taste, can have an effect on insulin secretion. And because of insulin's wide-ranging effects on all kinds of body systems, the circulatory system, the blood vessel system, the stress management system, the growth and cell division system, insulin affects all of these. Because of insulin's wide-ranging effects on all these different parts of the body, the less sweet you put in your diet, the better off you will be. What is up with the sweet taste anyway? Has anybody ever asked themselves, what is going on? Why do we need sweet so bad? Why are we so darned hooked on this sweet taste that we're willing to kill ourselves via drugs and disease rather than lay off the sugar? That's at least a question that we want to explore, especially if we're having a problem weaning ourselves off of sugar. And if you have FMS, fructose malabsorption syndrome, there are non-sweet sugars that can be a problem too. In nature, fructose is stuck together in long chains. Glucose as well is stuck together in long chains. Sugar comes in long chains. They're called poly, for many, saccharides, or some people will call them oligo, which also means many, oligosaccharides. So in addition to the single links in the chain, that's what fructose is, some people can have sensitivities to the long fructose chains themselves. These long fructose chains are called fructans. And while these substances are nowhere near as sweet as sugar, as fruit sugar, as table sugar, fructan sensitivity can be as problematic as fructose sensitivity. And there's two very important reasons why this is something that you need to understand, especially if you're dealing with any kind of digestive problem. First of all, human beings can't turn fructose or fructans into fructose. That means unlike fructose pieces, the little single pieces of sugar, which are really sweet, you're not going to get a lot of sweetness in fructans. You may not know that you're ingesting a lot of fructans, and you may think you're eating really well. Some of the most important sources of fructans are veggies like broccoli and onions and garlic, and they're not sweet at all. So you may think that you're not eating any sugar. You may think that you're eating real healthy. You're eating broccoli. You're eating Brussels sprouts and asparagus and onions and garlic. You may not know that you're ingesting fructans. And if you have some kind of malabsorption issue, you're going to end up with digestive problems from eating broccoli, for example. And you may not be linking the broccoli to the symptoms in your digestive tract. You come back. These are folks who say to me all the time, oh, I'm eating really wonderfully, and oh, I eat only vegetables. I don't eat anything processed, but I still have digestive problems. Well, the problem could very well be these long chains of fructose that don't taste sweet, that are found in vegetables, and that you don't even know you're having a problem with. And this brings us to the second important point about fructan malabsorption, and that's the fact that there are a lot of foods that are supposed to be good for our health, i.e. vegetables, that can really mess up our digestive system if we are predisposed. You can be a vegetarian. You can be staying away from processed foods. You can be eating only raw. You can be doing all the things that you think you're supposed to be doing correctly, but if you have fructan malabsorption, you may still be having a digestive problem. I eat really well. I only eat raw food. I only eat vegetables. I never eat at McDonald's. I hear this all the time from people who still have digestive issues. And that's why I'm always telling you, if you're showing up with digestive symptoms, please do not think that you're eating correctly. Digestive symptoms mean only one thing, and that is you're eating the wrong food, even if it doesn't seem like you're eating the wrong food. Go by your symptoms. If you have bloating, you have gas, heartburn, constipation, diarrhea, whatever, you're eating the wrong food. Even if it's broccoli and cabbage and tomatoes, you're still eating the wrong stuff. All right, we'll come back and talk more about fructan and fructose malabsorption when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're coming back at you with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, I am your host, nutritional pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. If you like what you hear, it's every day on the bright side, 8 to 9 Pacific time, 10 to 11 Central time, and 24/7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there, as well as articles and videos that explain the bright side philosophy and a join now link that you can click on if you want to join the Bright Side Ben team and help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. Or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, click on the join now link on brightsideben.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Our number today is 866-582-9933. If you want to contribute to the conversation, we're talking about fructose malabsorption syndrome and fructan malabsorption. Fructans are long chains of fructose. They don't taste sweet, and they're found in lots of vegetables, and you may not even know that you're having a problem with fructans. You may think that you're eating great and you're just having a digestive problem. That's why I'm always saying, if you got a digestive problem, you got a digestive problem. If you have a digestive issue, you're eating the wrong foods. If you have bloating or gas or diarrhea or constipation or loose stools or whatever, you're eating the wrong stuff. And that's why it's so important to keep a digestive log, keep a food journal, where all the foods you're eating are connected to digestive symptoms. All the foods you're eating, whatever you eat, anything. That's why also it's so helpful to do a mono diet. That is where you only eat one type of food. Instead of having apple pie, just have apples. Instead of having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, just have peanuts. Instead of having chicken marsala, just have a little piece of chicken. Instead of having a big complicated chef salad, just have some cucumbers. That way it's easy to isolate what foods are causing what problems. By the way, all the cruciferous vegetables, which most people consider, including myself, most people consider these vegetables to be very, very medicinal. I consider them to be very medicinal. Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli, bok choy. The cruciferous vegetables are especially high in fructan. So are onions and garlic. So are mushrooms. Peas contain a good amount of fructan. And so do sweet potatoes. And so do avocados. These are all foods that are normally considered to be healthy foods. But if you have fructose or fructan malabsorption problems, you could very well be reacting to even these very important foods. One of the sneakiest places where you're going to find these fructans is in snack bars and protein bars and energy bars. Food processors love fructans because fructans are considered to be a form of fiber. So these kinds of foods can be used as fillers and they can be expanders. And you can see commercials on TV that tell you about how wonderful the food is because it has lots of fiber. But if you have fructan malabsorption, you can react to these kinds of foods. Fiber One snack bars are a classic example. If you look at the ingredient deck of a Fiber One snack bar, by the way, you should always be looking at ingredient decks, especially in processed foods. If you look at an ingredient deck of a Fiber One snack bar, the first ingredient you're going to see is chicory root extract. Now, how could anyone who is not a nutritionist or not a food chemist know that chicory root extract is just another term for fructan? Sometimes fructan will be called oligosaccharide. Sometimes fructan will be called inulin. Attention, anyone with digestive symptoms, be an ingredient deck reader and know your ingredients. Another hidden source of fructans is grains, especially wheat. Barley contains fructans. Rye contains fructans. All grains are going to give you a little bit of fructans. Spelt contains fructans. Brown rice contains fructans. And remember, the odds are really good that you are one of the folks who is going to have a problem with fructans or fructose. One out of three Americans is dealing with FMS, fructose malabsorption syndrome. And if you have any digestive health issue, if you have IBS or Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, the odds are even higher that you have a fructose or a fructan malabsorption issue. This is one reason why I say avoiding grains entirely is a much more effective dietary health strategy than just going gluten-free for everyone who has digestive health issues. If you are dealing with any digestive health issues, stay away from grains. You don't need them. They're more than likely causing more problems than good. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to folks with digestive issues who feel like all they need to do is avoid gluten. Go gluten-free. You see all these gluten-free foods out on the supermarket, and people think, I can have my gluten-free brownies, I can have my gluten-free pizza, I can have my gluten-free beer, I can have my gluten-free whatever, not realizing that there's all kinds of other things, including fructans, in these grains and flour products that can be a problem. Sometimes even well-meaning healthcare practitioners will fall into the same trap when they tell their patients to go gluten-free. Gluten is just one of the problems associated with grains. And by the way, food processors are really guilty of taking advantage of this gluten-free mania. The only way to know if you have a problem with a certain food is to eat that food and see how you feel. Eat a lot of the food and see how you feel. Spend the whole day just eating grains. Spend the whole day just eating fructose. Spend the whole day just eating one type of food that you suspect is a problem and see how you feel. And keep in mind, fructose malabsorption is not the same as gluten intolerance in the sense that fructose malabsorption is an overloading issue. Gluten intolerance is an allergy. The body just can't handle, there's an immune reaction to gluten. When we talk about fructose malabsorption, we're talking about the body not being able to handle that much fructose. The fructose transport mechanisms become overloaded. Gluten intolerance is an issue of allergy, which means that even if you have a tiny little bit of gluten, you're going to be susceptible to gluten intolerance. On the other hand, with fructose malabsorption issues, small amounts of fructose or small amounts of fructan may be tolerable, but once you start getting into more fructose or more fructan, that's where you run into the problem. One of the most important sources of fructans in the American diet is bananas. According to an article that was published in the Journal of Nutrition in 1999, July of 1999, bananas account for almost 3% of the total dietary fructan consumed by Americans. In fact, next to onions and garlic and grains, most of the fructans that Americans consume comes from bananas, which, after apples, is America's favorite fruit. Another interesting idea when it comes to fructose malabsorption is the relationship between glucose and fructose. As it turns out, a little bit of ordinary glucose, which is the main sweetener in table sugar, is going to help the body handle fructose. And for this reason, you never want to be using a food that has more fructose than glucose. If you're just eating fruits and natural foods, that's not going to be a problem. However, if you're eating a lot of processed foods that contain high fructose corn syrup, that will be a problem. High fructose corn syrup is usually around 55% or more of fructose compared to glucose, and there's a lot of hidden sources of high fructose corn syrup. If you're eating processed foods, if you're drinking a lot of soda pop, chances are you're ingesting a lot of this high fructose corn syrup stuff, and if you have FMS, be warned. No matter what the commercials are telling you about how natural high fructose corn syrup is and how high fructose corn syrup is just corn sugar and it's all the same as sugar, it is absolutely not, especially for folks with fructose malabsorption syndrome, because of the higher concentration of fructose, because there's more fructose than glucose in high fructose corn syrup. All right, there's one last thing that I want to tell you about fructose malabsorption syndrome, and that is in its connection with something that may be the single most important substance in the body, certainly when it comes to anti-aging. A case could be made that this is the most important stuff in the body. And if you're dealing with FMS, there's a good chance that you're not going to be making enough of this stuff. And this can have a large role to play in accelerated aging. We'll tell you what I mean when I come back from our break. Actually, we'll talk about it in our next Bright Side episode. When we come back, we'll get your phone calls. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be...
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love Camel Milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, Camel Milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. When we come back on our next Bright Side episode, I'm going to tell you about this anti-aging compound that is related to fructose in the sense that if you're dealing with an FMS issue, fructose malabsorption issue, you could very well run deficient in this very important anti-aging compound. This stuff is important for brain health, for mental health. It's important for the digestive system. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back on our next Bright Side episode, so you're going to want to tune into that, especially if you're dealing with fructose malabsorption issues. Our number is 866-582-9933. We got full boards, and if you want to get on board, wait till somebody disconnects, wait till we let go of somebody, and then that's your cue to give us a shout at 866-582-9933. All right, let's go to Texas for our first call of the day. George, welcome to The Bright Side. What's up, buddy?
Morning, Ben.
Greetings, George.
You know, the thing is, I bought a tangy tangerine 2 weeks ago. It just came into the mail. And one thing I noticed, like I say, yeah, I got a little surge of energy, but one of the immediate effects of taking tangerine is I started sleeping well and getting a good night's rest.
Wow.
Before that, I had fitful sleeps, and I got up three or four times a night. And ever since taking Tangy Tangerine, I slept a full 7 hours.
Very nice. Well, you know, one of the reasons that we don't sleep as well as we might is because of stress hormone. Cortisol, and cortisol surges under conditions of malnourishment. So once you start getting good nutrients, your cortisol levels will stabilize, and it makes sense that you're going to get a good night's sleep. Thanks so much for sharing that,
also,
George.
Also, too, yeah. I would have hypoglycemic encounters where I would eat sugar in my system, and I haven't put sugar in my coffee, but a Tangy Tangerine leveled off my blood sugar.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that, George. That's two good things. That's two nice points. Number one, you're going to sleep better, and number two, it'll stabilize your blood sugar. And by the way, they're both connected. A lot of times we run into low blood sugar in the middle of the night. Our body is constantly processing and doing metabolic work, and that costs us sugar. And if you run into hypoglycemia, low blood sugar in the middle of the night, you're going to end up waking up as your cortisol spikes in response to the low blood sugar. So keeping that blood sugar stable, keeping your cortisol stable by using nutrients, micronutrients especially, like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, is a great strategy. Thank you. Appreciate that. George, thanks for your call. All right, let's go to, stay in Texas. Tricia, what's going on?
Yesterday, I know that you gave a dosage for children on the Tangy Tangerine. But what age can you start that at, that and the OsteoFX?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily. I don't think the OsteoFX is necessary for kids. For children, it has more to do with body weight than it has to do with age. Typically, on the label anyway, it says a quarter scoop daily per 20 pounds of body weight. So if you got a 40-pound child, you're going to look at around a half a scoop daily. If you're breastfeeding, you don't need Beyond Tangy. Your child doesn't need Beyond Tangy Tangerine. When you're weaning your child off of breast milk, you may want to throw in a quarter scoop daily in a bottle of water and have the kid sip on it. It's not going to hurt him. It's not urgent that you get him on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but it sure wouldn't hurt. And it doesn't have to do as much with age as it has to do with body weight. So I would start at around 40 pounds, use around a quarter scoop per 20 pounds. That's about a half scoop a day for a 40-pound child. And go more by weight than it is by age. Thank you for your call, Trish. Appreciate it. John in Texas, what's up, buddy?
Hey, thank you. I'll keep this quick. I know you got a lot of callers. Looking for a way to naturally reverse the bioaccumulation of heavy metal toxins. Through our food, water, air, we're taking in a lot of heavy metals.
Yeah.
What do you think of products like Natural Cellular Defense, or do you have other recommendations on how to reverse that?
The best ways to do it is to chelate, to magnetically attract the minerals out of your body. And there's a lot of great nutrients that can do that. Selenium is probably the classic nutrient for chelation of minerals, 200 to 400 micrograms of selenium a day. Everybody should be taking selenium on a regular basis. That's an incredibly important mineral for a lot of reasons, but as far as heavy metals go, it can magnetically attract. That's what chelation means. It's a magnetic attraction. Selenium can chelate, magnetically attract minerals out of your body. That's the first thing to think about. Second thing that you might want to consider is something that we talk about a lot on this program, is something called NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and that can also have some wonderful chelation properties. And the activity, the active point on the NAC molecule is sulfur, and anything with sulfur in it is also going to have some nice chelation properties. NAC and cysteine, the amino acid cysteine, is also a good source of sulfur, so sulfur and NAC. There's a supplement called SAM-E, which is also a good source of sulfur, and that can help you chelate heavy metals. MSM is a good source of sulfur. Dr. Wallach's been talking about MSM for a long time, and MSM can also help you chelate minerals. One of the best ways to get rid of heavy metals is probiotics, and make sure that you're processing things correctly in the digestive tract. Any kind of leaky gut syndrome or intestinal problem is going to compromise your ability to get rid of heavy metals. So think chelation, think sulfur, think selenium, think digestive wellness, use probiotics. Those are also important. Algaes can be very helpful for getting rid of heavy metals. The herb cilantro can also be helpful for getting rid of heavy metals. Bentonite clay can be helpful. Zeolite can be helpful. There's a whole slew of things. In fact, I actually wrote an article. I'm not sure where this article is posted. It might be up on my website, brightsideben.com. It has a bunch of options for you for getting rid of heavy metals. Actually, it might be at pharmacistben.com. I'm not sure where I put that up, but there's a lot of options for helping you get rid of heavy metals. Don't forget about plain old water. After your body processes the heavy metals, it dumps them out through the water system, and you need to be drinking a lot of water to make sure that happens. So something as simple as drinking water can also be helpful for processing heavy metals. And oh, by the way, I still am getting letters from people who think that there's heavy metals in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Let me be very clear about this, folks. There are no heavy metals in Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The arsenic and the aluminum and whatever other minerals you see in this stuff is plant-derived. It's not heavy metal. Heavy metals are deposited. They're heavy. So they're deposited in different tissues. The minerals that are in Beyond Tangy Tangerine and plant-derived minerals are not deposited. They are water-soluble. They don't sink. They float. They suspend. They hang. And that makes all the difference in the world. So for anybody who's concerned about heavy metals and any plant-derived mineral products from Longevity, it's not happening. There are none. No matter what you read on the Internet, no matter what people tell you, and most people who are talking about this aren't chemists or aren't nutritionists. They're not really savvy or hip to what colloidal plant-derived minerals are. So just want to get that out of the way. Anyway, thanks so much for calling, John. Appreciate it. Let's see. Karen, what's going on, girl?
I'm calling about my boyfriend's chronic nasal congestion. I'm at my wit's end, and he's presenting with some other symptoms that may or may not be related. Okay. And he had asthma when he was a kid. Okay. He's been tested for food allergies, and they didn't find any. He had maxillofacial surgery, and they also corrected a deviated septum. It helped a little bit, but he's still getting it every single day.
Are you a healthcare professional, Karen, by any chance?
I am not.
You're not a healthcare professional. Okay. Because it sounded like you knew a few things. Well, here's the deal. If you have sinusitis, especially if it's in conjunction with asthma or a history of asthma, you most certainly have a food allergy or some kind of activation of the immune system, which is more than likely a food allergy. It doesn't matter if you've been food allergy tested, and this is so important to recognize. Food allergy testing is not infallible. First of all, the laboratories that use food allergy testing makes mistakes all the time. Secondly, just because you're not allergic to something in a test tube or a petri dish doesn't mean you're not reacting to it in your body. I'll explain more about what I mean when we come back from our break. So hang tight, Karen. Got a couple lines open for you if you want to get on board. 866-582-9933 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back right after this.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about Longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to, in Texas? Trisha? No, not Trisha. We're talking to Karen. Are you there, Karen?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so here's the deal on food allergy testing, and I'm not a big believer in food allergy testing for a lot of reasons. First of all, a lot of people don't realize that the laboratories that do the food allergy testing are not always reliable. Not all laboratories have results that you can assume are correct. So we tend to assume, and our doctors tend to assume, that just because you send something to a laboratory, that's a laboratory that's going to have results that are something that you can work with, and that's not always true. Secondly, there's not 100% positive link between symptoms and a positive test result. In other words, just because you have a positive test result doesn't mean that you have a problem with food allergies. Just because you have a negative test result doesn't mean you don't have a problem with food allergies. So I'm not a big believer in this whole idea of using food allergy testing. I want to know what's happening in your body, and there's only one person who can determine that, and that's the person himself. That's the patient himself. So your boyfriend sounds like he has food allergy issues. He certainly sounds like he has immune issues, especially with his history of asthma and his sinusitis. So I'd be working, whenever I hear of an activated immune system, I'm thinking food allergies, and I'd be working that way. Now, you can also check on, it doesn't have to be food allergies, it could be food intolerances, and that is just a problem with certain foods, not necessarily an allergic reaction. There's a slight difference between an intolerance and an allergy. In any case, it more than likely has to do with the food. The biggest suspects are going to be dairy, grains, legumes, which include peanuts and soy, and eggs, although it can be anything, really. And as we talked about at length the last few days, it could be something as simple as fructose malabsorption. So link the sinusitis symptoms, link the symptoms that you're dealing with to food issues. Link it to problems with the digestive system. You didn't mention if he has any kind of constipation or loose stools or gas or bloating or heartburn or anything like that. Anything going on in that way, Karen?
Unpleasant bowel movements all the time.
There you go, girl. There you go. I mean, say no more. You got a digestive problem. I don't know how many more symptoms you need to see. You got it. Your boyfriend, I should say, has a digestive problem, period. And if I was a betting man, I'd bet my house that you got a food. Now, this is good news and bad news. It's good news because all you do is eliminate the food and the problems are going to go away. It's bad news because most people don't like to eliminate foods. Most of us become addicted to the foods we're allergic to, and it's just like pulling teeth to try to get people to change their diets. And I don't know why it is that way, but it is that way. We become addicted and resistant to changing our diets, especially if we've been eating the same kind of food for a long period of time. But if he's got problems with his bowel movement, and by the way, this is much more serious than just sinusitis, because what's happening is, as if you've been listening to this program, you know that if you're dealing with a digestive problem, you're dealing with malabsorption. If you're dealing with malabsorption, now you're malnourished. Now you're starved. Now your cells are not getting the nutrients they need. When the cells don't get the nutrients they need, they begin to break down. They begin to secrete things they shouldn't be secreting. They begin to secrete too much of things that they should be secreting. They begin to slow down secretions and things they should be secreting. And you run higher risks for almost every disease you can name, including the nightmare diseases of cancer and heart disease and autoimmunity. And with all due respect to your boyfriend, he's well on the road to a lot of unpleasant health issues, and as his girlfriend, you should be doing, or you may want to be doing, what it takes to get him to wean off of problem foods. Again, the most problematic foods for people are dairy, grains of all kinds. Grains of all kinds, people, not just gluten-free. All grains. You don't need them. Yes, there's some good things in grains, but if you have any digestive problems, you're best off eliminating them. And then legumes and eggs and anything with fructose can also be a problem, as we've been talking about the last couple of days. I hope that helps, Karen. Thanks so much for your call. Moving on, Jeremy in Tennessee. What's up, buddy? We lost Jeremy? All right, then let's go to Drew in Kansas. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Ben. Girlfriend's mom, 5'8", 150 pounds. She had spinal surgery. They said she has osteoarthritis in the spine, swelling inflammation. She's got migraines. They said possible tumor in the back of her head.
Bum. Damn. How old is she?
How old is this? 45.
Oh, wow. That's terrible. That's way, 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 way too young. Listen, Drew, she's falling apart. She's breaking down. And if she's serious about making a change, she can do it. But if she's not serious and she doesn't make a change, she's got an unpleasant couple of years ahead of her. So I would highly recommend that she starts to begin to make some changes. Remember, one of the main principles of the Bright Side philosophy is the idea that the body is either in net breakdown or net build up. It doesn't really matter about the specifics of your disease state as much as it matters that the body is breaking down. Just like in a business, you're either net in the red or net in the black. It doesn't matter what you're spending or what you're making on any given day. What matters is the bottom line. Whether you're net making money or net losing money in the terms of the body, it's whether you're net building up or net breaking down. The way you're describing the situation with your girlfriend's mom, she is clearly in a net negative state, a net in the black state, in a net breakdown state. So in order to reverse this downward spiral that she seems to be going into, you don't need to address the osteoarthritis, you don't need to address the tumor, you don't need to address any of the other health issues that she's dealing with. What you need to address is the breakdown, and there's only a couple reasons why the body breaks down. The most important involves inflammation and the immune system. This is the most important reason. In fact, it may be the only reason why the body breaks down. Inflammation and the immune system. They're two sides of the same coin. Inflammation is how the immune system shows up. And by the way, when I talk about inflammation, I'm not talking about the kind of inflammation that you get when you twist your ankle or when you get a black eye. I am talking about micro-inflammation, and that is the inflammation that occurs at the tiny, tiny cell level. A cell, a typical cell in the body is around 1/100th the size of a head of a pin. In other words, you could fit around 100 typical cells, say red blood cells, end to end on the head of a pin. When I talk about microinflammation, I'm talking about the kind of inflammation that occurs at that microscopic level. If you take a pin in your mind's eye and divide it up into 100 parts, the kind of inflammation I'm talking about occurs at that 1/100th of a head of a pin level. And the reason this happens, by far and away the most important reason this happens, is because of chronic abuse of the body through the digestive system. Now, once again, this is good news and it's bad news. It's bad news because people don't want to change the way they eat. But it's good news because when you do change the way you eat, the immune system quiets down, the inflammation goes away, and your symptoms will begin to subside, and the body can begin to repair itself, something as simple as correcting digestive issues. Now, there's a couple things you need to do. And by the way, Drew, this almost 100%, if you get your girlfriend's mom to correct your digestive issues, she's going to start to notice some differences. So correcting digestive issues, first step. That means eliminating problem foods, using digestive support nutrients. Get on the ultimate enzymes and get on the glucogel caps. Both of these have tremendous roles to play, not just in the immune system, or not just in the digestive system, but also in supporting the immune system and in supporting the inflammatory system. The ultimate enzymes and the glucogel caps, just those two products alone are going to make a huge difference, especially if she eliminates problem foods. Make sure she's on the essential fatty acids. The repair process cannot begin in earnest until you have enough essential fatty acids. If she's having problems absorbing her fats, malabsorption of fats, and chances are she is, make sure she takes her essential fatty acids with meals. Make sure she takes her essential fatty acids with her ultimate enzymes. Make sure she uses her essential fatty acids in her meals and her ultimate enzymes with apple cider vinegar, something to acidify the stomach to activate the enzymes. You cannot process foods. Your enzymes will not be activated if your stomach is not acidified. And try to have your mom take a couple of ultimate enzymes in the middle of the day between meals, and that will help improve some of the inflammatory systems. If you take your enzymes with meals, it'll improve your digestion. If you take your enzymes between meals, it'll help improve inflammation. Make sure she's getting quality protein. Get on the Slender FX. Get on some kind of whey protein supplement. Use your whey protein, or have her use her whey protein with digestive enzymes. It wouldn't hurt her to get on the OsteoFX. In fact, just have her get on the Healthy Start Pack. It'll get her Beyond Tangy Tangerine, her OsteoFX, and her essential fatty acids. In conjunction with correcting digestive symptoms, keeping an eye on the connection between certain foods and digestive symptoms, chances are, Drew, your mom can, or your girlfriend's mom can improve her symptoms pretty darn quickly. And thank you so much for your call. Thank you to everybody for your calls. I appreciate all you guys. I appreciate all our letter writers. I'm Pharmacist Ben. If you want to learn more about the new Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, go to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. And for a one-time $10 fee, you can get on the team and help everybody understand how important a nutritional supplementation program can be, and get your products at the wholesale price. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. Tomorrow, we'll tell you about the nutritional component that you're probably deficient in if you're dealing with fructose malabsorption syndrome issues. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com.
Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.